Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. It is the last segment of this show. I can't believe it. It just goes so fast. We've been speaking with, of course, Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer and pretty much the producer of Project Independence and all of our lives. And Otto Loos, who's a co-host and, you know, one of the original Project Independence members. And it's just always great to guest host and work with you guys. This is
because of your mother,
Dan Cox.
Because of your mother, Evelyn Roth, I got very involved. So
give
credit to your mother, right?
We're a team. And I always do. I always do, you know, off air, but you know, I'll normally.
Yeah.
So what I want to tell, yes, I have to catch up. There's so much to get into this 15 minutes. I have to say, because one of our fabulous co-hosts, Ann Hirsch, had asked me to make sure I announce this on the radio show. She's very involved with Tully Park and swimming there. And they've been closed for a while. So this week, though, the Tully Aquatic Center has reopened the fitness room on Monday, and the pool is going to reopen on March 8th. So on Monday, the indoor pool will be open. She said a lot of seniors actually utilize it, and it's been really great. So it's been hard that that's been closed. So it is back. So I wanted to be not forget to do that. And I also really want to remind everyone that there, you know, we touch upon this every week, all of the different virtual programming that goes on at Project Independence. So we have our World in Motion group meets, and that's a current events group, and that's March 3rd and March 24th. So that's always, March 3rd just passed because I don't know what day it was today. March 24th, we'll be coming up for that. We have a men's group. We have a social discussion group. We have a caregiver to a spouse group. And like I said, these are all groups that met in person that now are via Zoom, which is wonderful that they still get to continue. Our St. Francis.
You need to call to register, right?
Yeah, because you need to call to, because that's how you get the Zoom link. Right. You know, so that's really in order to be a part of it. So you'll get sent it and reminders and whatnot. But the St. Francis cardiac screening van is coming back. And it's really been great because during COVID, they revamped their whole plan to make it, you know, COVID safe. They were able to give out flu shots to a lot of our residents, which was so wonderful. So they are going to be at Fuchillo Park on March 9th. You do not need to make an appointment, which is great. So you can get these screenings, and if the weather's nice, they'll do it outside with an awning, you know, and if it's crummy, the weather, there's a big enough space inside that they have available at that site. So it's real. I love the idea that you don't have to make an appointment for that.
Yeah.
We also have a really great group that just started about a couple of months ago, and it's In Your Own Words. And this is a workshop, and it's kind of a therapeutic journaling program, you know, whether it's poems or, you know, any all different kinds of writing and just journaling your experiences on paper and, you know, kind of discussing it. So it's really a creative kind of group, and it's just, I think it's so cool. I love the whole idea of it. And that's on Tuesday, March 9th and March 23rd. It always meets on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month at 11:30. So you can call 311 for that. You know, on our Alzheimer's talk that we've been discussing, we have coming up on March 10th, Understanding Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia. So that's also going to be a virtual group. And that's going to be at 1 o'clock. So they're just going to talk about just the causes, detection, risk factors. You know, you'll be able to ask questions. So if you heard our interview, you know, here, you can kind of learn a little more about that at the community education chat. So definitely check that out as well. I want to remind people about our transportation program. Beck had talked about it a little earlier, which is great that till the end of August has been approved to still do cashless. Is that correct, Beck?
Yeah, that is correct. It's gonna go right now. We did extend it through the end of August 31st. However, if things do return to normal, we may go back to the system we had prior, and we'll see how that happens. We'll give a lot of notice if that's going to happen. But yeah, it's been working out really well. It's cashless. We're trying to limit any contact with the driver and the rider. And, you know, we still are only having one person in the car. The taxis will not pick up another person while you're in the car. And, you know, we're just trying to do everything we can do to limit any kind of, you know, interaction with the rider and the driver.
Now, they will also, I understand, bring people for COVID vaccines, the drivers?
Yeah, so certainly that's considered a medical ride. So within the town, definitely. And there are like a handful of sites outside the town, like within a kind of close enough radius that they can bring them to. So just call 311. You know, we have Shari Baton, who's been on the show a lot. She is the mobility manager, and she could, you know, answer and assist any rider that has information about outside town locations and transportation.
Yeah, it was the Northport VA Medical Center is right. One of
right.
them.
Right, that is that's quite the trip. But you know, if any veterans in the town want to get their vaccines out at the VA in Northport.
Yeah, and then it says Nassau University Medical Center, Nassau Community College. Of course, we go to LIU Post. Nassau Community College. So those are some extra, you know, little vaccination shots that.
Keep in mind, though, as we know, as a site for, you know, a quick site, they change frequently. So we didn't want to put it in, you know, for the extension to limit it to just those sites, because if something pops up, you know, in Westbury and Hempstead, you know, we'll go there, too. So
absolutely.
We're not,
right. It's evolving.
Right. You know, we can't go to Jones Beach. That's, you know, it's way too far. And because the taxis would have to drop someone off, and it's I think Jones Beach is a drive-through.
Yes, I have driven by it.
Yeah,
I have driven by it when we do this Sunday morning walk thing, and one Sunday I went by there. There must have been a half a mile of cars backed up, waiting to get in to the place. Last week it wasn't the case, so maybe they got better at how they do it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what it is too, I think, which is good, you know, and we've seen just from experience, a lot of new pop-ups are happening now with, you know, vaccinations and pharmacies. I know some Walgreens were having it. So, you know, we've been telling people just to be patient, that things, you know, have, and I've seen it firsthand, you know, like from when the vaccines first started coming, there's certainly a lot more access to it. It's still difficult at times, but I think that, you know, we're on the right track to kind of getting that done. So that's exciting. And also, I know we are rapidly approaching the end of the show. So what I always like to have in this segment is to remind people about things to do this weekend. And our every day is a holiday little calendar. So Beck, you can write in, prepare your weekend for things to do. Are you ready? Today is Reel Film Day, which I don't know who, if anyone has any reels of film, you know, and a projector, pop that in. So that was quite interesting. Tomorrow, I know this might be a big one for Otto, is National Dress Day. And then
I'm actually going to a bridal shower. I could do that.
See, but, and you could share this. See, this is like a talking point. When you're at the bridal shower, you could mention,
like,
does anyone know what today is? And then Sunday is Plant Power Day, which I like. And which is wonderful is that, so all next week, you know, when you're waiting for this show to come back on Friday, you can celebrate up until, because Monday is International Women's Day, which we are big supporters over at the town of North Hempstead. So definitely that's one to certainly remember.
Now, is Women's History Month.
That's right. Thank you, Otto. Right. Otto's very good at popping that in. But this is an interesting one. I didn't know we needed to celebrate this, but apparently it is False Teeth Day on Tuesday.
Okay.
Not sure how you celebrate it, but you know, where there's a will, there's a way, everyone. Wednesday is International Bagpipe Day, which I think Dan is, you know, waiting with bated breath for. So that is on Wednesday. And Thursday is Dream Day. And then Friday is National Plant a Flower Day. And how perfect, because we'll be on the air that day. And, you know, maybe I'll have some flowers in the background in honor of National Plant. So there you go, guys. you could really just, so it's something to do.
I like those. They're all very positive and, you know, whimsical.
Well, this is just, it's just a fun calendar. It is. And like I said, it reminds you, because my brother was, you know, downstairs yesterday and he was looking through this calendar and he's like, are these even like real things? Or are they just like things that you made up? And I was like, no, I bought this calendar. They are real days, James. So it's just fun things.
Was it Nationals? 2 days ago, everybody was posting on Facebook that it was National Suns Day.
Oh, is that could have been. Let's see if it was on this one. You know, there's multiple holidays on different days, because if you live in my house, these are the bizarre things that we look up. My mother and I, you know, we'll look up who on our birthday, what kind of days it is, because that's just, you know, we feel like we need to know it. Well, there was National Anthem Day was on Wednesday, and Hug a GI Day was yesterday. So, yes. And I'm really upset. I missed National Banana Cream Pie Day last Tuesday. So this is why it's very important to stay on top of all these days, because you don't know what you're missing out there.
I wonder who proclaims these days.
Well, you had the same thought as my brother. He was really trying to get to the bottom of, you know, where these days came from. But as everyone knows, which I will have to share again, my favorite is my birthday, because it really just is so fitting. Because on April 3rd, it is World Party Day. So they know. I'm very connected to
I think you wrote this calendar. Wait a minute. I think you're the producer of this calendar, Miss Christine, a little.
Well, you know what? It's just, we're just, they knew that I would be the person that saw this in the store and needed to get it. But Beck's birthday is March 23rd. Right, Beck? That's your birthday date. And you know what your day is, Beck? National Chip and Dip Day.
Which is equally,
Chip and Dip.
All right.
Yeah, so that's, we'll have to make a thing of it, you know, at work.
I'm on board for that.
March 23rd, 1980.
Oh, he's trying to get to. Like, Beck went with it, but you know what? We're laughing about all these things, but as we know, we love to end this show in a positive thing. Listen, the sun is out. It might be freezing cold outside, but it looks like the sun is out. I'm not sure. I haven't had the privilege of being outside today, but I think it's just important to, during these times, embrace these silly fun things. And like I said, if you want to celebrate False Teeth Day, you celebrate False Teeth Day.
Oh, yeah. Any day I don't have to chase my garbage can down the block in the snow, I'm happy in my slippers. That. So it's a good day. It started out well.
What's That's right. The you know, first day of spring?
When is the first day of spring? It's March. No, it's like the 20-something, I think.
Yeah.
21st, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 21st. I can't see my... We're
going to go through a cold spell now. We're going to be in the 20s and the 30s.
Oh, look, Otto's like a weatherman. Dan, can we put up like a weather screen behind Otto?
For two reasons, all right? One is my walking at Jones Beach, and the other one is golf. You know, we do golf when it's 36 degrees, but not when there's a foot of snow on the ground.
I'm with you. I like it, Otto. Where there's a will, there's a way, guys. It's all about finding it. So there we go. Oh, March 20th is the first day of spring. So we could all count that down. And we got to wrap it up.
I think we're wrapping this one up. Well, another great show. Christina pulling it all together. Jennifer Kona was great. Long Island Alzheimer's and Dementia Center. Talk of the Town was always great. Dan Cox, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Program. You're welcome. And we're wrapping it up. So you all have a great weekend. And next week looks like it's going to be a great show, too. Thank you for listening to Project Independence and You here on WCWP.org.